Let's Talk is brought to you by the StarQuest Production Network and is made possible by our many generous patrons. If you'd like to support the podcast, please visit sqpn.com/give.
You're listening to Let's Talk episode 39, brought to you by the StarQuest Production Network. Father Corey Stika, welcome to Let's Talk, our weekly SQPN community podcast. Glad you could join us. We've got two returning panelists to talk about SQPN. First, we've got Dom Bettinelli, our CEO. How's it going, Dom?
Going great. Everything's good.
That's a good thing. And then Lisa Hendy snuck in and has decided to join us today. How's it going, Lisa?
It's fantastic. I'm happy to be here. Well, to talk about one of my favorite topics.
Oh, yes.
SQPN.
Yes. Yeah, we just got done with a board meeting, and that's part of the reason why we're having this recording here, this for Let's Talk. And we're going to, you know, so how are things going with SQPN, Dom?
Well, Father Corey, this is the moment, the world announcement, the premiere announcement of the fact that Lisa Hendy and also our friend Steve Nelson, the former executive director of SQPN, are joining the board of SQPN. They're coming on board. Yes, we're very excited to have them to bring their not only their experiences with SQPN, because they've been a part of SQPN for so long from the beginning, really, but also just their character, their integrity, their love for the Lord and for the mission of SQPN. And so excited to have them join the board. I also actually want to also take the opportunity to say thank you to both Danielle Webb and Joanne Mercier, who are leaving the board, moving on to other things, and all the good that they've done for us. Joanne, in particular, is going to be sticking with us. She'll be still on Secrets of Technology and Let's Talk in the future. But as far as the board is, we're very excited to have Lisa and Steve join us.
Oh, yes, very much so. So welcome again.
Yeah, you know, it's so exciting for me because SQPN has been such a huge part of both my personal faith life and also, I'll say, my ministry. You know, I really accredit so much of what I've gotten to do over the years to that really first opportunity to be a part of SQPN. And it's so exciting now, you know, so many years later to see this total new growth of podcasting and the fact that podcasting is just on fire and SQPN continues to lead the way in that.
Now, how long ago did you start with SQPN, Lisa?
I want to say it was like 2008. So can you imagine? I know that I was writing my first book in 2009 and that the opportunity to do that came directly from a podcast interview that I conducted on my show back then, Catholic Moments, that was part of SQPN.
Okay, wow. So pretty early on then for SQPN. I mean, it was.
Yeah.
It was very good.
That's awesome. It shows like how SQPN has really been at the heart of not just like Catholic new media, but just of new media in general for so long, and of podcasting. I mean, really at the root of it, at the heart, in the beginning of it. It's so awesome to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm just really excited about the new directions and everything that is happening under your leadership, Dom.
Oh,
and
thanks.
It's just an honor to be a part of the board.
Yeah, I'll echo that. You know, it's so much fun to see the growth, and that's part of kind of what we're going to talk about here today is, you know, how are things going? You know, four months ago was the last time we did kind of a State of the Union type episode, and this is kind of a chance to update where are we at, how are we doing? You know,
right?
We've had a lot go on in the last few months.
Yes, we've had new shows that have started. We have new shows that are coming. I can preview some of those for folks. One of the things that's exciting is how much support we're getting from the community. We have had so many people become patrons. We've started using patreon.com as a way for people to support the mission of SQPN, which is very necessary. I mean, these things, you know, as always, they cost money to to do anything worthwhile, it costs money to have people available. So we've had so many patrons join us. They're having a great connection. We're engaging with our patrons, especially who we're giving them opportunities to do things like participate in the selection of topics for shows and that sort of stuff. So it's so great to see that. And so many new people there. I've seen so many people who are finding SQPN for the first time and listening to our shows. I love to see that. So that's a big thing there. But we've also got, you know, some great shows. Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World is going amazing. It is every month we just get so many new subscribers as people find this show. I'm having a blast doing it with Jimmy. People are like, wow, you're so smart. Like, you have these great conversations with Jimmy. How do you know what to ask? You must do so much research. I'm like, no. Jimmy writes down the things I need to ask him. I just follow the outline. So Jimmy, it says here that I'm supposed to ask you, although some topics I know a little more about than others, some of the UFO stuff are in my wheelhouse, but like Jimmy knows something about everything, I think. And it is a blast to kind of, to listen to it. And in fact, I tell him my kids listen to that show with my wife will play the podcast while making dinner, and my kids will all sit in the kitchen and they'll all listen to the shows. Most of them, some of them are, we try to make them all kid friendly, but some of them are deal with like heavier topics, like, you know, mysterious deaths or that sort of thing. So we got to be a little judicious with what they listen to, but they love it. They don't listen to any of my other podcasts, but they listen to Jimmy, which is funny. So that show's going great. And we had an episode on, weight loss, because Jimmy has had an amazing life transforming weight loss, and he shared the mysteries of how he did it, you know, and the science behind weight loss, because Jimmy looked into that, and that's one of our biggest shows I think we've run in ages.
What episode number is it, do you know?
Off the top, it was the first Friday in January was when we did.
Oh, okay.
We put it for people's New Year's resolutions.
Exactly.
it was good
wise
timing. But there's that. But other new shows, we have the Catholics of Oz, which feature Lindsay Sond, Caroline Knight, and Jerry Trapnell, all young Catholics from the Melbourne diocese in Australia, and they're just got started. They've had, I think, 4 episodes now, and not just their amazing accents, which I love to listen to because I'm a little bit of an Australiophile, but the content is great too. So I love listening to that. Definitely check that out. And another show that you and I do, Father Corey, Secrets of Technology.
Oh yes,
I've long listened to technology podcasts, and I've wanted to talk about technology with people in a in a podcast format. And so this is that opportunity. And that's another new show we've got going. So those are just 3 of the new shows we've added. It's been a blast. It's going so great.
Well, it's good. And it is, I've said it before, it's fun to be involved with this. And it's fun to be involved, both as chaplain to the board and, as host for Let's Talk and on other panels.
Yes. So yes.
Now, Lisa, coming back to the SQPN board, if you will, what are your hopes for, say, the next couple of years as you're involved? Do you really have anything that you've thought about? Or
I just listen to so many non-Catholic podcasts now that are particularly storytelling format kinds of podcasts. And I think the beauty of what the church has to offer to people presented in new and ever developing ways is just such an exciting concept. So, you know, to continue to look at the menu of shows that we offer, the content, the way in which it's delivered. I'll tell you, Dom, not only do your kids listen to you in the kitchen, but I do too, because one of my favorite things is that you're on my Alexa daily briefing on my Echo show in my kitchen. So, usually once a week you're in the kitchen with me as I'm doing work out there with StarQuest Headlines, which is one of my favorite ways to keep up with the news in the church. And I just think it's so fun to be able to see all the different new dynamic ways to share the faith. It's fun to be a part of that.
Yeah. In case people don't know, you can actually listen to any podcast using your Echo device. And I think your Google Assistant too.
Oh, yes.
Just by saying, hey, and then a lady, Aloysius, play Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World podcast. So you just, the name of the show and then put podcast at the end. So, hey, Aloysius, play Let's Talk Podcast, and it will play the most recent episode. But you can also add, the as Lisa mentioned, you can add the StarQuest headlines to your daily briefing, which is a separate thing. When you say to the Echo, play my, give me my daily briefing, what's new this morning, or, you know, this is the various phrases that you can use, it will add that to that list of, you know, NPR and, you know, whatever other stuff you got on there, and it will include that as well. And that's we do that show once a week on Fridays, so it will show up in your Friday morning on your Echo, which is a lot of fun.
Some good news to start the, or to end the week with and start your weekend.
Yes, I always try to do something like stuff that's more uplifting and fun and interesting, entertainment, science, Catholic, you know, stuff. I try to keep it a little upbeat as much as I can.
Yeah. Well, that's ultimately our mission at SQPN is to, you know, proclaim the gospel, to bring the good news, you know, to the world, and to bring, you know, what we see in the culture in conversation with the gospel.
Right.
You know, and that's why we try to be careful about, you know, political issues and things like that, because it is such a minefield right now. And we want to bring a message of hope. We want to bring a message of light.
Yes. That's the thing. We want to, I don't want to like avoid bad things, because the world has bad things in it. But, you know, we get a lot of that everywhere else we are. SQPN can, you know, you'll hear about some of that stuff. We'll talk about, you know, say the abuse scandal or whatever. In the context of, say, Let's Talk, usually, and we'll bring these topics up occasionally, but we will do some from a positive point of view, try to avoid the polemics, try to avoid the divisiveness, and stay, you know, stay positive about these sorts of things. I think it's important that we, like I said, we be a respite for people from a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, so. Very good. Very good. Well, unfortunately, Lisa can only be here for a very short time. So is there anything else you would like to share, Lisa?
Yeah, I'll just say, you know, maybe if you like me have been around SQPN for a while, and, you know, you have your favorite shows, I'd encourage you to reach out, branch out, take a look at what's new, and maybe use this as your opportunity to spread the word on social media, to drop a link to a show on Twitter every week, or, you know, just to kind of reinvigorate, as I have this last few months, your interest in what's happening at the network. You make this place so special, and we thank you for that. And we encourage you to just remain involved and to even more so get more involved. Consider becoming a patron, you know, whatever it is you can do, and definitely keep us in your prayers.
Yes, please.
Yes, please do.
So with that, I'll see you for my pick of the week.
Yeah, she'll be back later for the pick of the week. Thanks to the magic of podcasting. You know, it's a wonderful thing. So
God bless, guys.
God bless you too.
Thanks, Lisa.
Well, she's gone, so it's just you and me now, Dom.
All right. This might be a slightly shorter show anyway, I think, folks. So we'll probably cut it down a bit to save some time. But so what else is going on, Father Corey?
Well, it's still colder. I know we have the weekly weather forecast or weather conditions, but no, it's, of course, right now priests are in kind of that. Lent is coming, you know.
Brace yourselves. Lent is coming.
Game of Thrones, you know, winter is coming. Well, it's Lent is coming.
Right.
So,
and this year, it's particularly a lengthy period between Christmas and Lent, right?
Yeah, it is actually, because Ash Wednesday is the first Wednesday of March. So that's still a week and a half. Well, by the time you hear this, it'll be about a week away.
Yeah.
So
it's close. It's funny, my son's birthday was yesterday as we record this, and almost always it's during Lent, so we have to like be careful of toning, you know, we always take the kids out for a birthday dinner. That's our thing. And it's like, in the past, it's been like, well, we can get pizza,
you know, exactly.
Cause it's on a Friday or it's on Ash Wednesday. We had one year where it was on Ash Wednesday, and it's like the poor kid, like, well, we'll go out on Tuesday so that we can celebrate, you know, that sort of thing. But this year it's like, it was kind of weird. It's like, well, we can have cake and we can have, you know, go out wherever you want.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. I'm not sure whether I prefer Lent earlier or later. That's my thing. Like, I mean, Lent is not, it's not supposed to be something you dread, but mm-hmm. Lent is a penitential time, and it's supposed Correct. To be, you know, somewhat rigorous. I don't want to say I like to get it over with, but I like to get it started earlier.
Admittedly, I like it, you know, of course, as a priest and as a pastor, I like it a little bit later because it does give more time for kind of taking those deep breaths between yeah. the Christmas season ending and the beginning of Lent. You know, you have a little right. bit more time where you just kind of get into routines again and you don't feel like you have to immediately jump into the Lenten season. Here in Montana, if yeah. Lent starts later, that means Easter is later, which means, yes. you know, you're not dealing with snow for the Easter bonfire like we did last yeah. year.
Easter is actually in spring.
Yes.
Yeah. Same here in New England. It's like we start Lent in the winter. But in this case, Easter will really be feel like springtime. You knock on wood, God willing, thank you, please. Unlike a few years ago, where it was still frozen tundra.
Yeah, because I want to say Easter is May.
No, it's the end of April. It's the last Sunday in April this year.
Okay. Yeah, which, so I mean that's around here, and of course, you know, in New England, it's the same yeah. thing. It's starting to defrost.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing here is it could be nice. It could be 75 degrees. It could be 35 degrees Same around here. Here.
Same yeah. here. You could have a blizzard, you know, you could have yes. beautiful weather. You could have a blizzard, you know, so, but yeah. that's the nice thing. At least it is spring like by that time. Unlike now right. where we haven't seen above freezing in a month.
Okay. You know? It introduces another issue, which is on the Easter Vigil. You're not supposed to start until sundown.
Correct.
Where I know some priests are like, if I wait till sundown, we're not getting out of here till midnight. Cause the more yeah. north you are, the later sundown is. And, yeah. So the later it is in April, the more you're running into that issue, right. I think. So.
Well, this year, sunset is 8 PM, on Easter.
For you. Yeah.
For us. So, or for, on the Saturday before Easter. So yes. Our vigil won't start till 8:30.
Okay. All right.
That's you know, because technically it's supposed to not just be sundown. It's supposed to be dark.
Dark. Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's supposed to be past twilight. And it's just like, you know, that's just not practical.
Right.
Unfortunately.
I know in the Archdiocese of Boston, the worship office actually gives a time. This is when mm-hmm. you should start. So pastors will do what they do. But yeah. but most, I think a lot of them, they try to abide by that. But it's interesting because I like to be, you know, because you start the church, you know, start the vigil in the dark, and there's yes. something, there's a symbolic meaning to that. There's that the darkness of the tomb, and then the lighting mm-hmm. of the candles and the dispelling of the darkness by the light of Christ as it's shared.
It's so beautiful. The one view that the priest has that no one else does during the Easter vigil, because yeah. you're carrying the Easter candle into the darkened church. It should yeah. be completely dark, no lights whatsoever. And as you get up to the altar and you turn around, it's getting lighter and lighter and lighter
right.
as more and more candles come into the church. And it's right. incredible. You go from pitch black to just completely lit up with all these yeah. candles.
And it's in a way, it's an advantage that we have over the past because, you know, in before electrification, a lot of parishes, this was normal. I mean, this is what they experienced. Like, this is what mm-hmm. it looked like with candles. Well, we don't necessarily get to experience that except on the Easter Vigil, which is kind of
right.
nice.
Right, exactly. And it's very short because the way the rubrics are written, you're supposed to turn on the lights. And it actually says in there, you know, the lights yeah. are turned on before the Exultet.
Right.
As cool as it looks, and it really is cool, and I've seen this done at a parish before where they didn't turn on the lights till the Gloria, which is right. well after that, you know, that's after all the Old Testament readings.
Right.
And it looks so cool because it's dark and then all of a sudden glory to God in the highest and poof, all the lights come on.
Yep.
But that's not how it's supposed to be. You know, it's supposed to be before the Exultet. So,
right. Right.
You know, you don't quite get the drama of it, but that's all right.
Yeah, but we're not going to get Easter Vigil until after we get through Lent. So that's a big
yeah
thing. You know, maybe next week we should talk about Ash Wednesday and the start of Lent
yes,
on
yeah.
Let's Talk, because that'll be it'll come out the day before Ash Wednesday.
Exactly. We'll be maybe today we should talk about Mardi Gras plans. No,
I know. I wish. I mean, New Orleans is a cool place. Mm-hmm. But if I ever wished I lived in Louisiana, it's this time of year because they know how to celebrate that moment before begins.
Yeah, Mardi Gras, even though it's Fat Tuesday, it's already started. It's like the month before Lent.
Yes, they have the parades. And the fun thing is that, you know, especially if you're not from around there, you think that Mardi Gras is drunken party in the streets in the French Quarter. But that's happens. But really, as I learned from my friends from Louisiana, mm-hmm. Mardi Gras is, you know, the heart of Mardi Gras, the real spirit of Mardi Gras is in neighborhoods with families.
Oh, yeah.
And parades and community getting together, celebrating. That would love to experience that sometime.
Yeah, and what I understand, I mean, the drunken partying in the French Quarter goes on year round. I mean, that's not a Mardi Gras thing. That's constant.
It becomes an excuse at this time of year. But yeah, you're right.
Exactly. But you know, that might be something that we could do for a show too. Is talk about, you know, how we Catholics, we like to party.
we have our
parties. All the good holidays that people party on are Catholic ones. That'll be an upcoming episode of Let's Talk.
Yeah, we could do that around St. Patrick's Day. We could talk about party, because certainly around here in Boston, that is big holiday. Catholics love to party. We usually get a dispensation from the Cardinal if it falls on a Friday in Lent.
So you can have the corned beef?
Yeah, because it's our patron saint. St. Patrick is the patron saint of the Archdiocese of Boston. So usually you get, I think it's even maybe an automatic dispensation. Although, honestly, I mean, I'll eat corned beef. I'm not pining for it. Let's put it that way. If the Cardinal said you can't have it, I'd be okay with it.
See, I enjoy it, but I know that's not everybody does, and whatever.
Yeah. It's tradition, and tradition has a flavor all its own. Let's put it that way. I do enjoy that. We should make a note of that. We'll talk about holidays. Although we also have another upcoming show where you and Father Chip Hines and Father Michael Gossett, who's on several of the shows on SQPN Network, are going to talk about the vocation of the priesthood, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, that should be a really good conversation. I'm kind of looking forward to that one as well. Talk with my brother priest, so you can kind of hear from us what we think of the vocation, you know,
because
we've got I've been a priest for over 10 years. Father Michael's young. I think he's only been a couple of years, isn't it? 2 or 3 years, something like that.
I think it's a little longer than that, but probably less than you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Father Chip's been
how long has he been?
Like 15, 16 years.
Okay. Yeah. So he's a little longer than me. So we've got from, you know, relatively new to relatively experienced, and kind of hear, what we think of our vocations and, you know, what it's like, especially for those of us where the oil has dried. If you haven't ever heard that phrase, it means, you know, you get the oil put on your hands at ordination. And, you know, they talk about the oil dry. It hasn't dried yet, you know, in the first year as a priest. So get to hear what we think after we've got our experiences and all that good stuff. Maybe we'll even have a few good stories. Who knows?
Well, let me tell you, I used to do a radio program in the Archdiocese of Boston that was called The Good Catholic Life.
Oh, sure.
One of the things we did was we interviewed the priests of the archdiocese, and it was an hour long show, and we'd have one priest in for a whole hour, and that, which was a great amount of time to kind of get into story. And he would tell his story growing up, you know, what life was like, you know, what his parish was like, but also, how he came to his vocation. When did he first start thinking about it? And you saw these commonalities coming out of, they often were asked or had it brought up to them when they were boys, when they were their altar servers, and there was almost always a priest in their life who was, encouraged them and was a good role model. And then they didn't think about it for years. And then at some point later in their life, they came back to that idea. But I love those shows because I loved hearing about the different paths that every priest takes, but yet there's these common elements to their vocation. So I'm looking forward to hearing that from you guys as well.
Yeah, that should be good. So heck, we've already got the next 3 weeks planned out. Let's just look at the calendar.
Yes, yes, I do like having things planned out.
No, it's good to. It'll be interesting conversation, and I'm looking forward to it. So watch for that here in a couple of weeks and all our other shows. There anything else you want to share about what's going on with SQPN before we move on to our picks?
Well, I was just looking at the different. One of the things I want to encourage people to do is to go to our website, sqpn.com. We've made some changes, some modifications to the site in recent months, updating it and making it a little more usable. One thing, if you go to the show pages, if you go to like sqpn.com/letstalk, it'll bring you to a landing page now that kind of gives a description of the show. Gives you ways to subscribe to it, all the different podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, iTunes, Google Play, Overcast, Pocket Cast, all the different ways. And then it shows some of our most recent episodes. And then at the bottom, it'll have a special database listing of all of our picks of the week. So if you've ever like, they picked something, a few weeks ago, I wanted to get a link to that, but what was it? I don't remember.
Right.
Well, if you can go and you go take a look at it and you can say, oh, that was the one that was Father Corey's pick from 3 weeks ago. It was, this particular thing. And so there's a listing there and you can sort it in different ways by show number, by the people who picked. The panelists, and so on and so forth. So, each of the shows has something like that. If you go to like to say the Secrets of Doctor Who, you can see a listing by Doctor. If you know anything about Doctor Who, they have different characters. The same character is played by different people over the past 50 plus years. Or you can see an order of our discussion of episodes in the order that they originally aired. So starting with the first episode of Doctor Who in 1963, and you can see all of the stuff in order there. So there's a lot of new functionality on the website, and I encourage folks to go and check it out. There's some nice things there. There's also a page I've added called Our People, and which is it really showcases something that I think is very important, which is SQPN is people. People like you and me, Father Corey, who make shows. And almost everyone, apart from me, everyone else is doing this in their free time. They're not getting any compensation. They're doing this as a part of their mission to serve God and to serve each other. In this case, through the magic of podcasting, through the medium of podcasting. So you can find out about some of the people. I'm looking to put more folks on there. Hint, hint, Father Corey.
Yeah, he's been after me for a while on that. Mea culpa.
But I know you're busy, so that's fine. But I'm looking to put more of the folks who are who take part on there. And if you go there, you'll see a picture. You click on the picture, it'll tell you a little bit about each person, and you get to know who these great people are. And we have such a great cross section of Catholics on there, and I'm really enjoying getting to know everybody, and you can get to know them too, because like I said, SQPN is really first people. Who make shows.
Well, yes, very much so. And that's a good transition point to take a quick break here. And thank you for listening to our shows. We really do enjoy bringing you all these shows. Let's Talk and Secrets of Technology and Secrets of Star Trek and Doctor Who and Catholics of Oz, the new one that we're just come out with. That it's great. I haven't listened to all their recent episodes yet, but I did catch the first couple of them and they're doing a really good job. I encourage you to check that out. If nothing else, they've got, as Dom says, they've got cool accents and they're bringing a little bit different perspective. There's a lot of similarities between, our culture here in the United States. Other than them right now, everybody who's working with SQPN is in the United States. But there is a little bit of a difference between them and us. And so they bring just a little bit different perspective, a little different ideas. And so it's great to hear what they have to say about what's going on in the church, both there and throughout the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, had a recent episode where they talked about an Australian politician, prominent politician, who was an atheist, a well-known atheist for years, who long after he retired from politics, converted to Catholicism. And I'm like, that's a story I would never hear except on Catholics of Oz.
Exactly.
So it is a lot of, it's a good show. Yeah.
So check those out. If you aren't listening to them already, check them out. We do want to encourage you. Of course, Dom and I are involved with a bunch of those that I listed. So we want you to check them out. Let us know what you think. And of course, we want to hear what you think about Let's Talk. You know, I always give out the feedback address, letstalk@sqpn.com. Please do let us know. We want to hear. We've got I've received a couple of emails I need to respond to, actually, because there are people who are interested in being on the show and promoting what they have. So we want to hear what you want to hear from us as well.
Right. And if I could jump in, someone has an idea for a topic and they want to like be on the show, maybe you have a book or a project that you're working on. I can't promise that we can accommodate everybody, for the format or whatever, but we'd love to hear from you and love to hear your ideas. We had Devin Rose talking about Catholic blockchain project. What a great thing I've never thought of until we had someone on the show to talk about
exactly.
It. So great. So we'd love to have, to hear from people who want to be on the show with us and talk about what they're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We also want to thank those who have been supporting SQPN. Again, you know, most of us are volunteers. Dom, of course, he wants to keep money coming in so he can keep the lights on and his kids fed and everything.
Right.
So we do thank those because, I mean, there is a cost to running SQPN. You know, the internet providers want their money. There's different places that software and hardware we have to buy and things like that. So we thank those who do support SQPN, especially thank those who are supporting us through Patreon. You can go to sqpn.com/give and click on the Patreon link. And there you can give us, support us monthly. One thing we like to do since we started our Patreon is thank those who are giving, thank them by name. And so for this week, I would like to thank Chris E., Mike and Lisa S., James S., Jonathan H., and Ramon S. I hope it's Ramon. Yeah, I'm terrible at pronunciation names, so sorry if I mispronounced your name. But thank you, all those Patreons, those we've named and those who do give to help us out. Greatly appreciate that. We have, for those who aren't giving through Patreon, we do have some special gifts if you sign up on Patreon that we will send out to you. And we also are talking about some great Patreon only benefits that we're getting ready to put in place. So that's something to look forward to as well.
Yes. One of the things is, we want to thank in a special way the people who support us financially to help us, keep, without them, we couldn't do this. There's too much work to do this without financial support. And so one of the ways we do that actually is we let our patrons pick one topic per month on the Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World podcast, for instance. That's one of the benefits. But in the future, we're looking at ways that we can provide even more benefit to them.
Mm-hmm.
Special patron-only podcasts, for example, or patron first. I think at some point we would always want to make all our content available widely, but maybe we'll let the patrons get access first and just as a way of thanking them. But we know that there are people, for whatever reason, can't support financially, and so we don't want to deny this content to them because that. Our mission is to get this out there, but certainly, just make that.
And of course, we are open to suggestions for that as well. You can email us and let us know what you think. If you've got some ideas, what we can do with that. So, but again, thank you to everyone who has helped. And to those who aren't, you can go to sqpn.com/give.
Yep.
Well, I think we can switch over to our pick of the week. And as I said, Lisa will jump in here shortly with her pick. But first, Dom, what's your pick?
I'm going to pick a book. It's actually a book series, and I'm probably late to this. I'm going to guess that a number of you might have read this, but I'm going to pick it anyway because it was a surprise for me. The books, it's the first trilogy from the author Brandon Sanderson, The Stormlight Archive. I've read the first installment of that called The Way of Kings, and I've heard people recommend it in the past, and so I got it on sale on Amazon, and so I picked it up and I read the first one. It is a substantial book. It is a long book, I have to say. It set me back in my Goodreads reading challenge for 2019 already. I'm two books behind because it took me so long to read it. But Sanderson is a master world builder in the form of like a J.R.R. Tolkien. I mean, just so detailed the world. but also like it involves things like magic and but just everything about this world is so thought out, so interesting. It's like for just an example, it's a world where there is no topsoil in the lands where people live. There's no topsoil on the ground. So what does that mean for plant life and animal life? What does that look like? How do people subsist on that sort of land? And what kind of weather does that create? And I mean, he's thought all this stuff through. And how does that affect economics and politics? And it's just an amazing thing to read. Now, of course, that's not the whole book. There's a lot more to the book than the story is epic in scale. And very deep and has intriguing characters of various kinds. And I just it's so well worth it. I really enjoyed The Way of Kings. I'm looking forward to the next two books in the trilogy because it's a good series. But I'm not going to read the next two books right away because I need to catch up on my Goodreads reading challenge for 2019. I'm going to read kids' books next.
Yeah, I agree with what you're talking about for Brandon Sanderson, because I've read his Mistborn series. Yes, that's the one he's probably more well known for.
Okay,
but excellent. I can't remember. Yeah, The Way of Kings. I can't remember which came out first, but yeah, they're just excellent. He's an excellent author, and there's a reason why he was picked to finish up the Wheel of Time series when Robert Jordan when he died.
Yeah,
because he is such an excellent author. Very much worth checking out. So I agree with that. That's a great pick.
I've actually heard rumors that someone wants to develop it into a TV series. A la Game of Thrones. You know, not the same sort of thing. Hopefully, that's the other thing is while there is fighting and violence, it's not. There's nothing really explicit in it, and there's no adult content, shall we say?
Yeah.
In case there are kids in the car. It's pretty clean.
That's the nice thing about him as an author is he doesn't get into he's not a George R.R. Martin who I think has some real issues when it comes to that. I mean, I think there's some real I think there's some real mental issues with that man when it comes to his writing.
Yeah. But, yeah, I've heard I haven't read the books. I've seen Game of Thrones, but my wife has read the first book of Game of Thrones and my sister-in-law too, and both of them had to put it down because they found it disturbing.
Yeah,
and my wife's a literature professor. She's read all kinds of stuff,
but
she didn't want to keep reading it.
Well, it was, you know, and I mean, this is going off on a whole another tangent, but, I did the same thing. I got through about a book and a half of the Game of Thrones books, and I had to put it down. And it wasn't because of the storyline. It was just because he had these very unnecessary adult content scenes that he was very, very, very descriptive on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So... anyways, so don't read George R.R. Martin. Read Brandon Sanderson.
Yeah.
Highly recommend it. I agree completely.
Yeah.
So
excellent.
Anyways, cool. That was a good tangent. No, great pick. Thank you. My pick is a book, but it's a very specialized book. Of course, this is income tax season in the United States, as in many other countries. And for those of us who are priests, our income tax situation is odd, to say the least.
Yes, I know. I know that.
To sum it up for lay people to understand what your poor priests are going through right now when it comes to income tax, we are considered employees as far as the IRS and the state are concerned. So we can get a W-2 tax form. We are not considered employees as far as Social Security and FICA are concerned. So we have, or FICA and Medicare. So we have to pay self-employment tax for those. We do not get the employer contribution.
Right.
On top of that, if we are provided a rectory, you know, some priests are given a, you know, like a rent or something like that, which is taxable. If we are provided a rectory, we have to pay taxes on the value of the rectory. So... we have all these different tax situations and it's very complicated. So every year there is a CPA. And actually I think he worked in the Diocese of Fargo, North Dakota for a while. I don't know if he's still from there or where he's from, but he puts out a book called Income Taxes for Priests Only. And he updates it every year. And so we got a copy, from our diocese this year, which fortunately, by the time it arrived, it arrived like the day after I filed my taxes. TurboTax does a wonderful job, by the way, of handling this. I use TurboTax for my personal taxes.
Yeah.
But I was able to go back through this and see, okay, was I doing this right? Did I do what I was supposed to do? Yes, I'm good. I'm doing everything right. So for my brother priest, if you haven't checked out this book, if nothing else, just to make sure you have been doing your taxes right, or that your accountant, if you have an accountant do it, has been doing your taxes right, I recommend getting it. It's not a big book. He's very good about breaking down the tax code in very simplistic ways. He has documents that show exactly what you should see. Like when you look at your W-2, what should you see in your W-2? Things like that.
Okay.
So he does a really good job of that.
Who's the author again?
His name is Scott Hoselton, H-O-S-E-L-T-O-N. Thank you. Yes, I forgot to actually mention the guy's name.
And we'll have links, of course, on the show notes. Yes. And on our landing page.
Yeah, awesome. So I highly recommend it. He does it through an organization called Shepherd's Advisor, advising priests on tax matters. So my brother priest, check this out. If you know a priest, you might want to ask him if he has this book. If he doesn't, you might want to, you know, maybe buy a copy for him. He might appreciate that greatly, especially if he's...
Yep.
Putting off with his taxes. I try to get it done as quickly as possible so I don't have to worry about it. But many other priests, they, like anyone else, likes to wait until April 15th or later if possible. So
yeah. I have to say, I always felt like the way that the church handles priests as employees for tax purposes, I've never liked that as a layman, and I don't expect priests to talk about it, but they're employees when it benefits the diocese, and they're contractors when it benefits the diocese.
To be fair, this is ultimately in the government's hands. If the government wanted to say that we were considered employees, there really isn't much the church could do. Now, I think this is kind of like the argument of corporation soul, if you've ever heard that, for diocese, where the bishop is the corporation soul of the diocese.
Yeah.
It's trying to take canon law and cram it into the U.S. laws.
Right.
And it doesn't work. So, and there is a whole other argument to whether or not priests should be handled this way, whether or not we should get, you know, again, as a priest, I do not get the employer matching for FICA and Medicare. I have to pay the whole thing out of my tax for my taxes.
Right.
You know, so that's why this book is so good. It's so important to have because it helps us make sure we're doing it right.
Excellent. Well, that's a good pick, actually. It's the sort of thing you're only going to hear on Let's Talk, on SQPN.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And of course, we've got one other pick to do. So at this time, Lisa, take it away.
Well, my pick of the week for this week is a tool that I've been using for the last few months with great enjoyment, and it's called the Hallow app, H-A-L-L-O-W. This app was created by some very talented young folks, and it's sort of an answer to some of the other meditation or relaxation types of apps, but with a Catholic spin, in that the app is actually to be used for prayer and Lectio Divina. And basically the app, which is available in either the App Store or Google Play, provides you with different ways to bring daily meditation into your prayer life. And so they have pray lists on things like, for example, the Our Father or Stations of the Cross or praying with the saints or Psalms. But they also have some great virtue-based ones like prayers for joy or humility or making decisions. And they have daily prayers like the Daily Examen, Lectio, Prompts for Spiritual Writing, and the Rosary. So it's an app that you can get at the App Store. There is a free trial, and after that, it's a monthly subscription. I believe right now it's about $8 per month. Which is kind of a small investment to make when it comes to nurturing your prayer life. And I've just really enjoyed using this as part of my daily prayer. So it's called the Hallow app.
Well, thank you very much, Lisa. Now, of course, again, as I said, she had to run off. So you'll know after this, but I don't know right now. Anyways, right. I'm going to.
So we can't comment on it yet.
Real confusing way to say I'm going to edit her pick in, and I'm sure it's a wonderful one because Lisa has wonderful ideas and things to promote. So
yes,
I'm sure it'll be a great one. So thank you very much, Dom. Thank you for being on, and thank you for your work with SQPN.
My pleasure. I always appreciate spending some time with you, as we do several times a week.
Oh, yes, yes. And where can we find you? What wonderful podcasts on the SQPN network can we find you on?
Well, you can find me on Secrets of Doctor Who, Secrets of Star Trek, The Jimmy Akins Mysterious World, StarQuest Headlines. Did I miss one? Secrets of Technology.
Yeah.
And very often on Secrets of Movies and TV Shows.
And occasionally here as well.
And occasionally here, yes.
And I'm Father Corey Stika. Once again, you can find me here at Let's Talk and Secrets of Doctor Who and Secrets of Star Trek and occasionally Secrets of Technology and elsewhere where I happen to pop up. My website is frcorey.org. That's where you can find my homilies. I'm on Facebook at Father Corey Stika. Twitter is frcoreystika and many other places. So you'll find me around the internet. Once again, if you have feedback that you would like to send us, you can send it to us at letstalk@sqpn.com. And we really do want to hear what you have to say. So please do give us feedback about this episode or any of our Let's Talk episodes in the past. And finally, once again, I'd like to promote sqpn.com/give if you would like to join our Patreon and continue to support SQPN. Thank you for listening and God bless.